Welcome to New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care's podcast. This free podcast is made possible through your generosity. Please consider making a donation through our Ways to Give link on zencare.org.
So, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Toby Jonan, all the way from Ecuador. Toby goes way back with Koshin and I to the early days. Welcome. Be glad to break the silence and catch up with you. What a beautiful second day we're having. Right? So amazing to be here, to just drop into it. This week, the week of Jukai for some of you, it's a very special week. We'll have a ceremony on Sunday for all of you Jukets. So, but that's a few days away. The temptation to get a little busy in the head leading up to it. Stay present. The fifth grave precept, do not be ignorant, cultivating a mind that sees clearly. This is the precept of not being deluded. You all right there, Lou?
Yes.
One of the ways we look at this precept is by talking about the ways we cloud our mind with substances, drugs, and alcohol. But that's just one way to look at this fifth precept of not being ignorant. Norman Fisher, the Zen teacher and poet, puts it like this. Not to intoxicate with substances and doctrines, but to promote clarity and awareness. Not to intoxicate with substances and doctrines. So it's not just about drugs and alcohol and shopping, chocolate. The doctrines. There's a koan and the backstory about the koan. So I'll give you the backstory first. It's Tokusan and the candle. So Tokusan was a Chan master and the subject of many, many classical koans. He was a contemporary of Joshu, and those of you who are doing koan practice know that Joshu appears in many of the koans, especially in the Mumankan. And the first koan that we work with is Mu. And the monk asked Joshu, does the dog have Buddha nature? As a young monk, Tokusan became a scholar of the Buddhist scriptures, specializing in the Diamond Sutra, about which he wrote a commentary. So he was a real scholar, very much in his head. And once he encountered the owner of a tea shop, an old woman well versed in the teachings of Chan. We don't hear too much about the women in our practice, but throughout Zen history, it's kind of lots and lots of women, and they're usually old tea ladies at the foot of a mountain or in a tea shop, and they're very, very wise. And so one day, Tokusan was on one of his little walks around. I think he was on his way down south. And he came upon this old lady in the tea shop, and she said, "What are you carrying in that wicker basket on your back?" And Tokusan said, "It's the Diamond Sutra." And the woman, the old lady, quoted a portion from the sutra which says, "Past mind is unattainable. Present mind is unattainable. Future mind is unattainable." And asked Tokusan, "Which mind do you intend to light up?" And Tokusan could not answer. "Which mind do you intend to light up?" See clarity, illuminate. And he couldn't answer. So here's the koan. So Tokusan has now completed his journey from wherever he was in the north, going down to the south, to the temple of Ryutan. The koan says, "Tokusan once called on Ryutan to ask for instruction and stayed until night fell. Ryutan said, 'It's getting late, you'd better leave.' And at last Tokusan said goodbye, lifted up the door curtain, and went out. Noticing that it was dark, he turned back and said, 'It's dark outside.' Ryutan thereupon lit a candle and handed it to him. Tokusan was about to take the candle, and Ryutan blew it out. At this, Tokusan was all of a sudden enlightened." Got it? End of the story, right? Right, Lou? He made a bow, and Ryutan asked, "What realization do you have?" And Tokusan replied, "From now on, I will not doubt the sayings of any of the great masters in the world." The next day, Ryutan mounted the rostrum in the monastery, and he said, "Among the monks here, there is a fellow whose fangs are like swords, and whose mouth is like a bowl of blood. You may strike him with a stick, but he will not be moved. He will not turn his head. Someday in the future, he will establish his way on a steep and lofty peak." Tokusan, on hearing this, took out his notes and his commentaries on the Diamond Sutra and said, "Even though one master's various profound philosophies, it is like placing a single strand of hair in the great sky. Even if one gains all the essential knowledge in the world, it is like throwing a drop of water into a ravine." Taking up his notes and commentaries that he'd worked for years and years on the Diamond Sutra, he set fire to them. Whoosh! The old woman, who was the first really to blow out Tokusan's candle, you know, knock him off his pedestal. "So tell me your understanding of that. Past mind, present mind, future mind." And he couldn't answer. By humiliating his keen understanding with the vitality of a question, Tokusan's understanding of the world through the grasp afforded to him by the sutras. So he couldn't answer. He was so in his head, studying these sutras, couldn't answer the simple question. Where are you right now? Where's your mind right now? Not in the past, not in the future. Unfortunately, because she tried to wake him up, and it wasn't sufficient enough for him. That's why he went south and met Ryotan, and finally gained enlightenment. On Sesshin, we're asked not to read books and sutras and use digital communication so that we can begin to see our mind, not through the thousands of books written on the subject of mind, Zen. But to actualize through our own experience our mind, the experience of being here, that huge sky out there, those mountains, the bird song, all day and all night, it seems. The sounds of the instruments when we're chanting in service. And the noise in our heads. Is that the correct way to say it? The noise in our heads or the noise in our head? The noises in our head. We have this rare opportunity to wake up to our lives. Some of you are sitting with deep sorrow. Others maybe just daydreaming. Sitting in zazen, just boop, 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 boop. Looking out at the grass. Maybe waiting for a deer or a little kitty cat. Come by for that beautiful little black and white kitty cat. Ooh. It's a nice distraction. I wonder what he's up to. I wonder what he's thinking. Off somewhere else. Why not take this time to do what you came here to do? To drop the stories and to realize the way of zazen. With each in-breath and each out-breath. Really, what else are you here for? It's not vacation. I'd be in Tulum if it was vacation. I wouldn't be here. I'd be at the beach. So hopefully, you didn't come here for a vacation. Although it is beautiful. And there's plenty of time to take in these beautiful grounds. There's 461 acres, trails. But can you do that? Can you walk these beautiful trails and stay inward and not get lost in chitta chatter? So this is our second day, and it's going pretty good, I'd say. Doc showing his leg to the teacher there. Would you mind closing your robe, Doc? As beautiful as your leg is, it's distracting. So it's the second day. And some of you will already have found a way to drop into the silence. And to be where you were needing to be when you came. And for others, it's a little more difficult. Still got our minds spinning. Usually by tomorrow, the third day, we all start to drop into a deeper place. If you allow yourself that gift to be here, fully here, remembering why you came. Just as Tokusan gave up all his commentary on the sutras, can you give up the commentary in your head? Maybe you came with expectations, ideas. Allow each thing that we've structured for you here at this retreat center. Already, I've heard some have preferences. Some are not liking it as much as Daibosatsu. Some are preferring Garrison. This is where we are, kids. Right here at the One Dharma Center in Claverack, New York. We're not anywhere else, so suck it up. Or simply be with it. Simply be where we are. Yes, we all have preferences, but this is the one we got this time around. Follow the program. Follow the schedule. There's really nothing for you to do other than be taken care of. You get up, you meditate, you're fed. You go back to your room, you do some work, meditate, listen to Dharma talk, you have rest practice, body practice, you eat, you sleep, you shower, hopefully, and you don't clack around in the back, whoever that is. So, take this retreat to heart. Those of you taking Jukai this weekend have spent the last year studying these precepts. And this weekend, during the ceremony, you will vow to maintain them. To maintain these precepts. Are you doing that now? Or are you waiting till Sunday? Well, I did a year study. I know them all by heart. Come Sunday, I'll really take them on. How about right now, taking on the precepts? Refraining from harmful actions, unskillful thoughts. I would say unskillful speech, but I know you're all in silence. No one's speaking, right? While you're here, use the opportunity to engage the teachers in Dokusan. Forget your preferences. Forget who your teacher is or your teacher-to-be is. Don't just see one teacher. Avail yourself of the wisdom of three teachers. One with a lot more experience than anyone in this room. Perhaps.
I'm old.
All right, visit the old lady in the tea shop. Go and sit, the old lady in the t-shirt. Dokusan is a great way for student and teacher to learn from each other. That's what it's about. For me, anyway. It's about relationship. Whether you're my student, or Diane's student, or Koshin student or somebody else somewhere else. For me, it's all the same. It's about relationship. It's about getting to know each other, understanding. Engage each day that we're here as if it were your last. We're here a week away from the tragedy that unfolded in Orlando. 50 kids in a nightclub. Whoever would have thought 50 kids would spend their last day in a nightclub in Orlando. We just don't know. We live in a very strange time. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take this practice for granted. Families. Don't take yourself for granted. This evening, when you hear the evening gatha, listen with your whole body, as though you've never heard it before. Fresh ears. Do not squander your time here. Six short days. Do not squander this precious life. The great matter of life and death. All right.